This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
You know, for years, especially since COVID, it seems like businesses across the country, including, of course, here in Missouri and Illinois, businesses have struggled to fill positions. They have all these job openings. People will say they're interested. They might even go as far as to do an interview. Maybe they even get hired. And then it just doesn't work out. They don't show up. I've heard that's a common thing. They essentially get ghosted. They maybe go there for 2 weeks and they say, nah, I'm just not going to go show up anymore. Not for me. I'm out. And that has had a big impact on businesses. In fact, I remember not that long ago, I mean, this was certainly like the post-COVID craziness era, where you go to a restaurant and the tables weren't filled up, but service was very slow. And it was simply because they didn't have enough staff.
Or you go to a restaurant and they tell you there's a 20-minute wait, and you look and you see that there are 20 open tables, and you ask, why do I have to wait if there are 20 open tables? We don't have enough staff to open up that section of the restaurant right now.
Yeah.
You were just out of luck, right? Yeah, you're right. It was tough.
It
still is.
It's still tough. I feel for these business owners having to navigate this. And now some people are freaking out because, of course, they hired some of these illegals who are now being, thankfully, sent back. And ICE is coming after some of them. And so now they're wondering, well, how are we going to fill these positions that these illegals once held? Well, Florida lawmakers are getting some pushback on a bill that's moving through the state legislature where it would essentially loosen the child labor laws to try to fill some of these open positions. Listen to some of the story that details how this would essentially work.
Florida Senate bill would remove restrictions on 16 and 17-year-olds, allowing for overnight shifts, shifts longer than 8 hours during school days, more than 30 hours during school weeks, and remove mandated meal breaks. It would also lift those restrictions on 14 and 15-year-olds who are homeschooled or attend virtual classes.
This is a parental rights issue, and frankly, we're not talking the jungle by Upton Sinclair. We're talking about them working at Publix, at Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah.
Oh, Piggly Wiggly. We had Piggly one of those Wiggly in Nashville. I mean, that's a good point. You're not out there in the field working at 2 a.m. And also this whole notion of there's no mandated break for food. What state allows a company to force somebody to work like an 8-hour shift, a 10-hour shift, and tell them that they can't stop and eat a sandwich?
Can I ask a question? I don't want to speculate. Who's opposed to this?
Well, the Democrats. They're saying that this
in
is...
In the state of Florida.
In the state of Florida. They're saying that, because of course Republicans are leading this, they're sponsoring the bill, and the Democrats are saying that this would basically be like child not slavery. That's a dramatic word. But if you read some of the headlines about this, they're basically acting like these kids are going to be working all hours of the night, like 15-hour shifts. So they're just being very dramatic about it.
Here's the thing. Nobody's putting a gun to any kid's head and making them work, first of all. Second of all, we're not talking about digging ditches or going into a coal mine and working 12 hours with no food. It's not the turn of the 19th century where, you know, the kids are out there at age 6 and 7 working all day long, hawking newspapers, trying to make a dime for mom and dad. That's not what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. They're going to get paid $15 an hour to work at the Piggly Wiggly.
Right. And I mean, maybe there are some crazy parents out there who would force their kids to work, but that is so, that is such a small percentage of people, and that would be an extreme situation. I just picture the scene out of Happy Gilmore where that sweet little old lady's trying to knit and she's like, my fingers hurt. And he's like, you will keep, I forget what the line is, but I'm sure you know
Ben
it, Carl.
Stiller.
It is Ben Stiller, but what is the line that he says? After she's, my fingers hurt.
He's going to be in Happy Gilmore, too.
Oh, is
yeah?
he?
Good.
Ben Stiller will.
Nice. Nice.
He always plays like some... The roles he plays tend to make you not want to like him as a person. Am I right?
Well, it sometimes it's that uncomfortable humor is all.
Yes.
I mean, I think that's it as much as anything. And he plays it off really well. There's something about Mary. And
he helped
and
create and is directing all the Severance episodes.
Oh,
is he really?
I'm caught up on that, by the way.
That makes more sense
My
now.
Girls are watching it right now.
I'm not going to say anything. So,
thank you.
I won't spoil it.
So just to be clear on this, all this would allow 14 to 17-year-olds to accept jobs. Was the previous limit like they couldn't work more than 4 hours?
Yeah.
Or?
So like for example, like you had to be off by 11 p.m. For example, that was one of the restrictions that you had, and there were restrictions specifically on 14 and 15-year-olds. So this is supposed to allow them to work longer hours, basically.
Okay. Again, nobody's forcing them to work. Like here's the deal: we finally got my daughter employed the other day. She and here's the standard these days. You know what the thank you very much. She's worked at Kohl's in the past. She knows how to run a register. She's got this experience. She's got a lot of extracurricular activities after school, which limit the free time she has to go work 2 or 3 hours through the week. Mostly,
sure.
Her work time has to be limited to weekends. So she had to find an employer that was willing to accept her availability only on weekends and until summertime, at which point she'll have more time. So the other day she finally got a job, which is fine. But she was able to turn down another job offer that would have required her to work at least 2 or 3, 4 hour shifts through the week, or they weren't going to offer her the job, and she just turned it down. So no, again, to my point, nobody's forcing these kids to work past 11 o'clock at night. They probably need the money, and they want to work that late. And if it's okay with the parents, I don't see what the problem would be.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing. Some of these kids are forward-thinking, and they're already planning for college and knowing it's going to be expensive. They don't want to come out of college with thousands of dollars in debt, which you tend to not really care about until you've graduated, and 6 months after you graduate, when you actually have to start paying on those loans, you really realize, for lack of a better word, how much it sucks. Maybe they just want to get ahead and save all this money, which is smart if they can do it. You know, my parents really were big on school first, but I had jobs through high school. Even when I was young, my parents owned something called Nutrition Clinic. They ran it together. My parents actually had two businesses. And anyway, my mom worked up front at Nutrition Clinic, and my dad, you know, did all kind of the other stuff. But I would go in the back, and I had my little thing. I would, you know, stamp it or check or clock in, you know, and it would stamp the little paper. I felt so cool about it. But I would help them with brochures and mailers and things like that.
And you were six at the time?
I was like five. And they forced me. They dragged me to Nutrition Clinic, and I had to work. And every time I would say I'm tired, they screamed at me. It was vicious. Let me give you some love. You well, cause see, I don't mean to keep bringing up my mom, but it's like I want to say things like, "Oh, love you, mom and dad," because I know my parents listen.
Yes,
and then I have to remind myself of what happened with my mom. I'm not trying to bring the mood down. It's just anyone who's going through a loss, it's still very surreal.
All the time.
Let me get back to what I was talking about, though. So you asked about current law in Florida. 16 and 17-year-olds cannot work more than 30 hours a week when school is in session unless a parent, guardian, or school superintendent, why would the superintendent get a say, grants a waiver. They also cannot work past 11 p.m., which I said, on school nights, or more than 8 hours on a school day. So the proposed bill would remove those limits entirely while also lifting restrictions on 14 and 15-year-olds who are homeschooled or in virtual school. I wonder why they chose the students who are specifically homeschooled or in virtual school.
I don't know.
What's the difference?
Because oftentimes, I just had this conversation with somebody the other day who was homeschooling. Oftentimes, they're done. They cover all of their important coursework, and they're pretty much done for the day by noon, 1 o'clock, and they've got their afternoons free. Yeah. So they have more flexibility. And usually learn a hell of a lot more when they're homeschooled than they do when they're actually in the public schools.
Very true.
And therefore, they might have availability in the afternoon starting at 1 or 2 o'clock to work, and then you could work an eight-hour day, right?
Yeah,
so that could be it. And the other assumption here is that it's the fact that they're potentially overworked that's causing them to not do well in school, instead of the fact that they probably have very little home support or anybody forcing them to do their homework that's causing them not to perform well in school.
Yep.
Right? It's not work. If you can teach them a work ethic at 14 or 15, that's a good thing. I just don't.
What's work ethic? I don't think a lot of people know what that is these days. If it's not convenient for me, if it's not bringing me joy, then be gone.
I've been working since I was I couldn't drive yet, so I had to be 14 or 15. I got a job at a local amusement park, and my mom would have to drive me down there and drop me off for my shift, and I'd work 4 or 5 hours in the games at this amusement park, and then she'd come and pick me up later. And I think I was making like $1.50 an hour because it was seasonal, so they could get a lot. They could get away with paying you less than the minimum wage, which was like $2.50.
Mm-hmm.
It's a work ethic. You learn early on that you have to work in order to get something out of life.
Yep.
That's
I was
great.
Always taught the value of a dollar, and I appreciate knowing that. You know, we weren't. My parents worked very hard, and thankfully we were blessed in many ways. But that doesn't mean that my parents were giving me anything I wanted. I don't think we were ever spoiled. I think we were taught hard work and chores and the value of a dollar and what it takes to be successful.
And that is well reflected in you and your sisters as
Thank
well,
you.
For sure. Absolutely.
Get more at 971talk.com.